Welcome to the Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing professionals leverage data to generate revenue. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Now for our host and CEO of Every Market Media, Rick Holmes.
Welcome back from summer vacation, Corporate Data Show listeners. I'm Rick Holmes, the host of the Corporate Data Show. This week, I've got Verl Allen, CEO at Clarivine, joining us on the show this week. How are you, Verl?
I'm doing great. Good to meet you, Rick.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thanks for joining us. So Verl and I got to meet each other and discuss a little bit about creating data integrity within organizations. His organization ties together a lot of different types of data. Our organization compiles, which is another way of saying ties together, a bunch of different types of information about our marketing subjects as well. So we kind of wanted to compare notes on this subject. One thing we, I guess, is a leading in topic here, Verl. First of all, what do you do at Clarivine, if nobody's heard of you?
Yeah, so we help some of the largest brands in the world address an issue that exists in those organizations that's largely come as a result of the fragmentation you see at the application layer. So I spent 12 years running corporate development at Adobe, working on the Experience Cloud side and strategy there. And what I saw more and more as I kind of came to my time ending there in 2018 and starting Clarivine was this whole issue that underlies all this digital transformation is the fact that they're collecting all these streams of data. And now with the kind of emergence of the enterprise kind of cloud level kind of data lakes, as they try to converge all this data down and combine into one single point of reference, they're struggling to get the context about the data. So we provide a kind of a business solution to data quality and data integrity across these large organizations that helps solve some of these gaps and provides injects context into a lot of this behavioral data they're seeing and really helps them improve the quality of the insights they're getting out of analytics, out of the AI and machine learning investments they're making, as well as out of business intelligence.
Right. And so it's a little different than the traditional, I guess, persona that we think of in marketing. I mean, it's a persona in the sense of maybe like an ideal buyer profile, sort of, that you guys end up building, right? But it's not at an individual level.
That's correct. We're not compiling data at an individual level. What we're really doing is providing information that appending context to that behavioral data they're collecting, whether they're collecting at an individual level or at a segment level. We're appending to that a bunch of context about the campaigns, the creative, the products, and other pieces of that experience to provide a much richer set of data for them now to segment off of or to optimize against or to report out against.
And so do you guys dashboard that up for them, or how do you point them to this unified thing to action?
Yeah, so we basically have a platform that sits in the middle of a lot of their other existing systems. So it's not like we're ripping out a bunch of systems. What it really is a think about it as a hub for all this metadata about in this context data about all these experiences that are happening, being created, and the data that's flowing from all these different applications they have. And so as that data flows down into points, whether it's in analytics or it's into business intelligence or into their cloud kind of customer data lake, our data is actually being pushed into those instances and being appended to by the end users to add a bunch of context and clean up a bunch of, how to say this, much more viewability of the data and much more consistency of the data.
It's like, imagine it's really spaghetti, and not all of it necessarily that you're working with is, see, like in marketing, I always think of it, the easy thing to go to is it's a user input. Maybe somebody typed it wrong or whatever, but you've got a lot more than that. You bring up the idea of an app, right? A user's doing something within an app before they buy something. There's all that context to the user experience. And so you're talking really about measuring behaviors of folks well before a purchase. But a purchase ultimately is kind of what you're hoping to drive more of by unifying this.
That's correct.
Yeah, cool. That's pretty neat. How big, how much data, how many different streams of data does a firm need to have coming in before they need to talk about getting them looking right? Or advertising dollars spent or something? Like where's kind of your min threshold for there being enough data? We talk about big data over here and contact data, like jokingly, because big data is stuff about the weather and, you know,
Yeah.
Much bigger streams than we deal with. So we say it a little jokingly, but what for real is big enough data for you?
Yeah. So what we typically see is when companies are doing, you know, north of a couple million dollars a month in advertising, that's one kind of measure. From a systems and applications perspective, anytime you get more than say 10 or 15 applications and you have multiple streams of data coming from those, because typically now each one of those applications are generating or creating data, it becomes imperative that you have a way of normalizing or standardizing that data in order to enable some of the activities that you need to do downstream in a much more kind of real-time way. And that's really where we kind of come in and play well. Any kind of thing above that threshold.
Yeah, and you can dashboard in. So who's the most common user in the organization of your tool?
So it's interesting. We have customers that have hundreds of users of our solution internally. It's both their internal teams, their agencies, and it's really enabling these organizations to create data standards.
You can plug their agencies in too. That's kind of neat.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big value adds is it's a way to extend your data model from a consistency and a standardization perspective out to the agency. So it's for a lot of brands, the way to extend that data model, because traditionally what the agency's been doing has sort of been bifurcated from what the brand's been doing.
A lot of times they're often CSV land or spreadsheet land or whatever, and completely separated. And oftentimes still held the performance standards with not a lot always to drive it on, or no access to those systems because they can't get legal to approve, or I'm sure some of those other headaches. So yeah, so you guys are re-anonymizing it, placing it into a place where it can be looked at. And yeah, you're saying 15 different streams. So I guess that's a multinational corp with a bunch of web pages or a couple million in ad spend. Those are all smart ways to think. Our conversation here on data integrity. So if anybody wants to get a hold of Viral after the show, Viral, how do they do that?
Best way is either on LinkedIn, just with my name, Viral Allen. It's a pretty original name, V-E-R-L, or vallen@clarivine.com. Either way is a great way to get a hold of me. I'd love to have a conversation and talk more about this, because it's something that we're seeing even down with, I've seen recently with a lot of B2B SaaS companies in the 100 to 200 million in ARR range. They're dealing with, you know, in the marketing organizations, they're hitting those thresholds with applications, 10, 15, 20 applications. When you start thinking about the different ways they're trying to contact and manage relationships.
It's a huge deal to manage to the user data that comes out of user experience. Once you start to have enough user traction to measure those things, I mean, it's got to be invaluable. And that's one of the analytic applications you're talking about. Yeah, I've always thought of it. And I think this is an interesting way to really lean it down with this conversation here. So if you guys want to talk about organizations that, boy, if you whacked all this data together in one big schema for the data heads out there, this thing would have thousands of columns, all kinds of things having to be unified and ID graphed and everything. And it sounds like you guys have a way to put it on a dashboard.
Yep.
Hey, and if anybody needs the more basic services of making sure your street addresses are actually street addresses, that's what we do over here. So wildly exciting, not as much data, but more on a unit basis and less of a segment basis. Everybody who wants to get a hold of Viral, welcome back from summertime. He's probably going to be really busy because it's Q4 and that's when everybody starts to buy stuff. Us too here at Every Market Media.
Yep.
Viral, thanks again for joining us. Anybody wants to get a hold of him, hit him up on LinkedIn or their website, clarivine.com. And this has been the Corporate Data Show, and Rick Holmes, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for listening to the Corporate Data Show. Do you have a topic or guest idea? We want to hear from you. Reach out by sending an email to marketing@everymarketmedia.com. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Until next time.